and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff. And our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape is located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And they have everything John Deere, you name it, they handle it over there. Go by and see them. Get a great deal on a tractor or mower. And they do service and parts, and also steel and Honda products. If you need a generator, go by and see them. They have plenty in stock. Or you can give them a call at 226-9226 or get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So today is a daylight savings time. Yeah, we fumbled the daylight savings time ball.
I saved my hour for tomorrow.
I'm going to use my hour some other time.
Yeah, I like to bank my hour.
I'm going to do like Mary Bosco's dad. Every time the time changed, he did 15 minutes per day until he got to whatever the right time was.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he would only move 15 minutes.
He just slowly slid into it.
And out of it.
Yeah.
He was not doing the whole hour leap thing. He just wasn't
just
doing it.
Not going to do it.
He was an engineer. I don't know. He was a quirky guy, but kind of funny. So it's November 1st, 2020 today when we're airing this live.
That's November already.
Isn't that freakish?
Wild? Yeah. Time flies.
Right before the election. And you know the good news is? We're not really talking about the election today. You'll get a little break. We're talking about China, so you're not getting a little break. We talk about China a lot. But it seems like we hear a lot about China, but no detail. No detail and no actual information unless you go look for it, which isn't a bad thing. I guess before we get started, too, I would really like to promote the Epoch Times. They are a tremendous publication. They will send you one normal size, like olden days newspaper. I mean, really like a newspaper that has sections and everything. Super well written, very well researched, incredibly accurate. So accurate that my mom, who read the Contra Costa Times every day, and for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a super liberal newspaper in the San Francisco Bay Area. That was her newspaper at home. And when she would come to our house, she would read the Epoch Times. And she's like, this is a great newspaper. It has a lot of information. She never felt that it was a conservative publication or that we were, you know, propagandizing her or whatever. And she liked it so much that when she was living, we had it shipped. We had our hard copy shipped to her. They also do an online publication. So your subscription covers both. They do an amazing job and worth checking out. We have them listed on the website under things that we recommend, and you can find that at wethepeopleradio.us. We also have 10 years of archives. Actually, I think it's a full 10 years now. I think we started October.
October. Just about any topic you want to read up on, you can
absolutely
catch it there.
And our topics that we've done a bunch of shows on, I've tried to cluster at the top. So veterans, South Africa. We'll be having Dr. Harry Bunyan's on about South Africa. There's a lot of development going on there next week or the week after. Lots of shows on China. So if you would like to become smart about what's really going on with China, I would encourage you to go through those archives on our tab that is about China. Political Islam, we've got a lot of shows on that. Environmental issues, we did a great show on fire. So if you still think the forest fires in the West are caused by climate change or global something or other, you really need to go hear that show and broaden your horizons because there's a lot more to the puzzle than that. Lots of shows on national security, marijuana, just, you know, a variety. We try to do things that don't get much coverage, and instead of us telling you, because obviously we are not in that industry, these industries, we find people who are experts.
And so, we let them talk.
Yeah. So we have them give you all the scoop. Since I said we do a lot of shows on marijuana, I was going to say we'll give you the dope, but we can't say dope anymore.
Yeah.
Dope is bad.
Dope's bad.
Dope is bad.
Man.
So today we have Dr. Shizong Chen. He's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. He's founded, co-founded, or been spokesperson for a number of organizations concerning China. and spoken extensively on issues related. He was born in China in 1962, and at 15 he entered the gifted program at China University of Science and Technology. Came to the U.S. in 1982 to study and received his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego. He currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. And there's a lot of information in between. He's been incredibly active. We've learned a lot from him, and he's been on quite a few times with us to kind of broaden our horizons and let us see what's going on behind the scenes in China, and just the mindset. You know, when you're looking at a culture that is really radically different, there are a lot of things that, as an outsider looking in, you just don't even think of because it's so far removed from what we know. Today, he has coerced Arlene Freeman to come on with us. She's a writer with Chinascope. She's the Western editor, actually, for Chinascope Journal. You can find that at chinascope.org, and we've linked that up for you as well at wethepeopleradio.us. If you can't remember all these things, just go to our site. It's all on there for today, November 1, 2020. And she's been doing that since 2009, written many articles on the true nature of the Chinese Communist Party, including the dramatic differences between China's founding under the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. You'll hear us say that a lot. CCP is the Chinese Communist Party. I think we're becoming better with that. When we first started doing this 2 years ago, you said CCP. People were like, what are you talking about? And theories and documents on the founding of the United States. She's edited many articles, helping some very deep and profound Chinese writers to communicate with American readers. She studied political theory at the University of Chicago under the great political theorist Leo Strauss. She studied in depth many of the original works of the founders of the United States as translated into English, and she has studied the nature of man, purpose of government. Given that nature and the formation of government and to prevent the abuse of power. It's almost funny to even say it. I feel like I need to preface that. Government and the abuse of power all in one sentence. It's like, I could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Arlene's also a small business owner in Southern California. And so she does mostly writing. And so apparently he had to twist her arm to get her to come on radio. But it'll be fun, Arlene. Nothing bad will happen. No one ever gets hurt or anything.
Thank you, Aaron.
And you know, we can joke around and do whatever we want. We have the better part of 2 hours. We have a break coming in about 3 minutes, so I don't know how you guys want to start this this journey, but we will be happy to follow along.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Chen.
Well, let me start off. Instead of being asked, I want to ask you a question.
Oh, fire away.
It's a test.
So we're just a little more than a day away from the election.
Oh, yeah.
How? Well, comparing to the historic event of this country, how do you rank this election, the importance to the United States? What do you or your friends, how important they view this election to them?
Well, it's funny because we always have to forget history, because the last election we said was the most important election, but then we said that the one before, and we also said it the one before. So I don't know if it's because I'm getting old and they all seem more important, or if they're all really more important.
We don't have to limit to elections. You can compare it to any event.
Yeah, I would. I mean, honestly, for me, I would say this is a turning point. We're literally standing at a turning point. And we're absolutely going to go left, or we're going to go right.
Yeah, I think the ugly head of socialism is bigger than ever this time. I think we really have to pay attention to the way we vote this time, because it is going to make a big difference in the direction of our country.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, the president is the head of the executive branch, and so they don't run the entire country. I mean, you know, lots of things continue on, but this particular time, I think the direction that between Trump and Biden, the direction that each of them and their supporters want to go is so incredibly different. This will be a different country depending on who we bring in.
All right. To me, I can think of only two comparable events in terms of importance to this country. That is the Independence War,
mm-hmm.
and then the next is the Civil War.
Yep. And really, the war for independence would be much more akin to now because, yeah, we're either gonna be independent or we're gonna be subjugated. It's gonna go one way or the other.
Right. So, there are other, as you said, each election we say it's the most important election.
I know.
So all of the election concerns with the subdivisions of values, like higher tax, lower tax, pro-choice, pro-life. You know, those are the policy arguments. But this election actually will determine whether our core value that this country is founded on would be intact or not, such as, you know, the importance of honesty. We see a lot of lies here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the freedom of expressing self, right? And
yes.
We'll discuss it today. And then the freedom from fear, that is our defense against foreign invasions. And people may say, it may be exaggerating a little bit, but our country is being invaded by the invisible enemy, like President Trump has said. All of this are not like pro-choice or pro-life, not like, you know, heart attacks or this are.
No, this is a sovereign. This becomes a sovereignty issue. And when you're talking sovereignty and you're talking freedom of speech and expression, you're looking at a world change because we would no longer be that last bastion of freedom. We would have forfeited and joined the ranks of the other guys with all their censorship and stuff. We have to take a really quick break here right at the beginning. We will come back with our guests, Arlene Freeman and Dr. Shizong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along.
I like that song. It seems so cheerful. And then we talk about kind of the bad news for the rest of the time, but start off on a cheerful note. Okay, so Dr. Chen, keep going with that idea, though, from your perspective.
Right. So, it's interesting that Americans probably do not know that this election probably has the highest interest from ethnic Chinese in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, and in the United States.
They're all watching.
And the support to President Trump among Hong Kong Chinese, Taiwan Chinese, is much higher than in the United States.
Well, I heard that Joe Biden is polling very, very high in all the provinces in China right now.
Oh yeah, of course. So this is the issue. This is exactly the issue, I talk about, you know, this country is under the greatest threat, right, since the Civil War. And where does that threat come from? It actually come from China.
Not and Russia? Then,
yeah. You mean, I think you meant Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, that's right, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Right, so, but the terrible thing is that Americans are not told about that. And we have been speaking about this, American, and not given this information for the past 2 years, right? So, and I'm glad your program gave us a voice on that. Now, let me just start out by saying that the proof that this election is so important are the following. Number one, Joe Biden's blatant lies, but technical denial. By technical denial, I mean he never dared to deny those emails are not real, but he claimed it's Russia-based information. Right? So he dared not to directly deny the technical denial. And then the massive distortion by the mainstream media on this issue. And then, along with the Biden gate, there's a information disclosure of massive tentacle of the CCP trying to reach out to national level politicians in the United States. So Hunter Biden has a name list.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Democrat leaders that the CCP, would reach out to, And then there's also a massive bias from this high-tech company, to shut down any information flow in there. So this tells me that if Joe Biden is elected, there's no chance he'll be elected, but he will be elected, right? He and the whole machinery I just mentioned above will turn back every measure President Trump has made in the past 4 years, particularly those related to China.
Oh, I agree. The Chinese have a huge investment in Joe Biden right now.
Literally.
And,
yeah.
I mean, they are pulling out all the stops to get him elected. So, yeah, you know, what else is going on besides, you know, what we're hearing about the corruption and whatnot? What other kinds of election shenanigans are going to be going on? Because they have a lot to gain from this.
They also have a lot to lose because mm-hmm. they've managed to suppress a lot of it in the mainstream media. But if they're not the party in power, yeah, no, nobody knows if that'll all stay quiet.
Right. So when was the last time or ever, the U.S. has ever come so closely control by another country? And this is only tip of the iceberg, right? So I want to turn the mic to Armin because she did a lot of collection of research on Biden's information. But beyond Biden, there's Clinton, there's Obama, there are, other top leaders of this country. So but let's listen to to Arlene, what she has to contribute. Arlene?
I'm here, and I have quite a bit to contribute, and it's shocking to me. I don't know how other people will react, but I'm shocked. So let me first point out the media bias.
Yes.
Everyone knows there was a laptop that Hunter Biden left off, and was found and information given to the New York Post. I'm not going to start there, but I'm going to start on the media bias. So the first thing to point out is that ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC buried this Hunter Biden scandal. That is, in 92 hours of news, altogether they had 9 minutes and 47 seconds about this scandal.
Wow.
They don't want it known. Then there's a fellow who was involved. His name is Tony Bobulinski. And if you search for his name, for example, on CNN, you get zero results.
Wow.
And the new,
wow.
Yeah.
That must be an oversight.
Yeah, right.
The Communist News Network in full force.
The New York Post published this article about the Biden family, how the Biden family got rich through its connections. It was squashed. And we all know that, so I don't need to go into it. So I'm going to start with an article in the National Review that came out on October 31st. That's yesterday. So the title is A Collusion Tale, China and the Bidens. And I think it's really good that some of our media are publishing this information rather than squashing it. Bravo for the National Review. Our listeners can read the article themselves, but I'll mention a few statements from it because it's really important and very interesting. The media of the Democratic complex is warning us on the basis of this, from that article, on the basis of no evidence, that if you don't close your eyes to the explosive revelations from Hunter Biden's computers, you will be abetting a Russian intelligence operation. And yet it's become increasingly obvious that this is because if you do open your eyes to this scandal, you may find out that the Bidens have been selling themselves to an actual Chinese intelligence operation. That statement itself is shocking. So to go into it a little more, corrupt Chinese businessmen who the Bidens have been colluding with not only have had a record of buying political influence, and they're not only known to have high level of ties with the Chinese Communist Party and the regime, but they're also clandestine agents of China. So there's an organization called CEFC, which posed as a private company, and the National Review article says about this company, make no mistake, though CEFC was China, Hunter Biden, make no mistake though, CEFC was China. So Hunter Biden, in the overstatement that appears to be a family characteristic, according to the National Review, has referred to their contact Yi as not only my partner, but as the richest man in the world. But actually, CEFC was a camouflage for the spread of China's tentacles.
Well, that's something that the mainstream is touching on, but they're staying completely away from that.
Well, and it always ends with, and it's all fake, so don't bother looking any further.
Yeah, that's yeah.
But
really,
you know, the part that's kind of funny about that is, I think the more they tell people that, the more people are curious, and the more they hear that they're lying. I just will never be able to prove how many people are curious enough to go find
actually
out.
Do some homework.
We have to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I would like to know from you guys how much of the downplay in the mainstream media, how much you think that's actually working overall. So, kind of curious what you guys see from your international angle. So, you're listening to We the People. You can find everything about the show at wethepeopleradio.us.
Remember who we are. There's a call across this land. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
We were.
Started long ago. Now we have
That's the ticket.
Yep. We'll remember on November 2nd.
Darn well better. All right, Arlene, sorry we interrupted you. You're on a roll.
Oh, you were asking what's happened as a result of this, and I know that some people have wanted to change their vote because of this scandal, but I'll continue where I left off.
Sure.
Unless you want to say something,
nope.
Shizhong?
Well, short comment. When the impact, the influence is huge, but only when it comes to the presidential election, because President Trump has done so much that the damage wasn't enough overcome. That speaks to President Trump's achievement, right? So there we may be fooled by that, but when it comes to other elections, like the Senate election, the House election,
mm-hmm.
the impact is huge. So I just want to make this short comment.
I agree.
So I'll continue for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Our government got a FISA surveillance warrant to so they'd know what was happening with these people. And they arrested one of the heavyweights. His name is Chieping Patrick Ho. And after they arrested him, who did he call? He called Joe Biden's brother Jim. And he offered astronomical returns for his political influence to save the day. Hunter Biden got involved in the emails that appeared on his computer, which we'll get to later. Ultimately, the New York Post set forth a remuneration package for the Bidens for helping out.
Wow.
And this is where another party who was involved came in with influence, Anthony Babalinsky. And you probably read about him also. So he was asked to structure the partnership between CEFC and the Bidens, and many millions of dollars were funneled to the Bidens. So I suggest reading the National Review article that came out yesterday to get more details about the Bidens' culpability. So the next question is, how did the New York Post get involved? Because they wrote an article about it. So just by explanation, Joe Biden has to report the money he gets to the government. Of course, he couldn't report those millions of dollars. So he made an arrangement with his children or his relatives that they get the money. And in Joe Biden's case, he made an arrangement with his son, Hunter Biden, that Hunter would receive money, and then Hunter would give a percentage to his dad. And so the Biden campaign was able to say that it had released all of the former vice president's tax documents and returns, and none of them reflected any problem at all. Of course not.
Magic.
Did you know if that cash payment from that company showed up in his returns?
Didn't show up in his return, according to the this article from the National Review.
Hmm.
It couldn't. How could it?
Yeah, right.
You couldn't let that happen.
So what do you think? He's got in the shoebox under his bed? I mean, it had to go somewhere. Oh, Hunter still has it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the emails that were uncovered on Hunter's laptop state that Joe Biden's share of anything would be held by Hunter, his son.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing would ever show up on Joe Biden's tax returns. So how did we find out about this? You know, Hunter Biden has a long history of drinking too much alcohol and using crack cocaine, and he's been in and out of rehabilitation facilities. So So according to the owner of a Delaware computer repair shop, it's called the Mac Shop, in April of 2019, Hunter dropped his MacBook Pro laptop at the shop. We don't know what condition he was in at the time, but he never came back to pick it up.
Brilliant.
We can guess what kind of condition he was in.
He's the smartest human being, according to Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's the guy I'd want holding my money.
When he's sober, which is never.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Greek isn't taking any odds on that one. Hunter, epic fail.
The state of Delaware has an abandonment clause, and if something is left for a long period of time, it's considered abandoned. So this guy at the Mac shop then got title to Hunter Biden's laptop. He tried to reach Hunter Biden, and he reported to the authorities, and then he brilliantly, I think, also made a copy of the contents of the data on the laptop. And so he gave the contents to former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Giuliani's the one who provided the New York Post with the information with the laptop. So Giuliani said, "We authenticated the Biden materials, the U.S. aims, and the Chinese influence." So then the U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware came up with a subpoena dated December 9th, 2019, for the Apple MacBook Pro and the external hard drive. Then, coincidentally, on December 18th, that was 9 days later, and without the FBI releasing the laptop information, the Democratic Party initiated impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States, mm-hmm. and they never gave the President or the White House the laptop information. The FBI never gave the laptop information to the White House.
Why do you think the FBI, who is, you know, the premier law enforcement agency in the country,
as we've been told multiple times,
as we've been told, and the rank and file are, you know, they're all great people, why have they not done anything since December with this information? And do you think they ever would have had it not been released to the public?
I can answer the second question. If you would have, you would have already. So they hide it for so long, you know. Mm-hmm. If this didn't force them to do it, they will continue to hide it.
You can't say that they never did anything with it. They gave it to the Democrats.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. The second most powerful law enforcement agency in the country.
It's a major investigative body. You've got Adam Schiff at the helm. Come on. How could you go wrong there?
Yeah continue, Arlene.
Yeah, sorry, Arlene.
Okay. According to the National Review article, Hunter Biden had entered into a consulting contract with China's largest private energy company that initially earned him $10 million a year from China. I'll repeat that figure. $10 million a year.
That's nothing.
Nothing, yeah, right. It's just for introductions.
Yeah.
No. I mean it. That's nothing, because this is what has so far exposed. There are another $150 million. There's another deal. There's a $450 million. I mean, this is a small number that we know so far.
Wow.
Oh, you mean,
so
yeah,
that's
as far as...
That's nothing.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, according to the leaked emails, in an email chain from August 2nd, 2017, Biden discussed the deal with former chairman of CEFC China Energy, Yi Jianming. Sorry, Shizhong, if I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
Yi Jianming. Go ahead.
That,
Yi Jianming.
The deal was that Ye would agree to change the terms of Biden's 3-year consulting contract with CEFC, which had initially promised $10 million a year for introductions alone, to something more lucrative. This I have in my notes here $10 million annually by Chinese energy firm for introductions alone. Shizhong, do you know any more than that?
Do you all know where this contract was signed? The location? Where this contract, agreement was signed?
No.
Why don't you go ahead with that? I don't have that in my notes.
Hey, you guys, how about...
That's signed in the United States Embassy in China in Baucus, the ambassador at that time, in his office.
Interesting.
These people have turned our United States national, resources into their private playground. Damn it.
Because it's all about them, right?
Yeah. When Baucus, he was a senator, right? When Baucus was appointed to be China, ambassador to China, I knew that was 20 years ago. Yeah. I knew it was bad news. And I just didn't know this. This only exposed just a few days ago. That's where it's signed.
Oh, bizarre. Okay. Hold that.
Sorry, we have to unceremoniously interrupt one more time. We will be right back. Our guests are Dr. Shizhong Chen and Arlene Freeman. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Too many lies they spin across the ocean. Too much money they spin upon the moon. Well, until they make it right, I hope they never sleep at night. They better make some changes and do it soon.
Oh, I think there's changes coming. I hope.
Better hope they're not the bad kind.
Yeah.
It's good change, bad change. All right, sorry. Back to you, Arlene.
Oh, sorry.
You got about, we've got, just so we don't keep, sneaking up on you, we've got about 9 minutes until until the news hammers us.
Yeah, this guy, Ye, and the company he represented have disappeared. He's been missing since 2018.
Did you know Hillary?
The authorities arrested him, so we can't interview anybody about this.
So they arrested him. He skipped out.
He's gone. Yeah. Well, I don't know. When people disappear, we don't know where they go.
Right.
Any tie to the Clintons?
Yeah, this is has something to do with the CCP's inner power struggle. Mm. So, if Joe Biden or the Joe Biden-like people gets elected, not only the United States would be subjected to CCP control. In fact, it would be affected by the CCP's inner power struggle. Right. That's the terrible thing. But we got to know this. I want to tell you. I say, this is the tip of iceberg. In Chinese, there's a saying, you can exhaust. In ancient China, people make records. carve onto bamboo, right? So there's a saying in China, you can exhaust the world's all bamboos. It wasn't enough to write this out. So the Biden's
I like that.
Scandal is just too much, you know, to cover right now. So
not enough bamboo in the world.
Right. But I want to remind you, Joe Biden was caught only because he has this smartest son in the world. And if not for this smartest son in the world, we would not know about it.
Yeah.
Right? So let me give you a few examples. This is tip of iceberg of the things that we know just a little bit about. Okay, so Joe Biden is not the only one. He's the luckiest one to have the smartest son. And the other ones, okay, let me give you an example. Back in 1985, John Huang, a Chinese, right? And another Chinese, Mocha, this is the Indonesian name, Riady, R-I-A-D-Y, wealthy Chinese, right, met Bill Clinton in Hong Kong. And Don later would become Clinton's deputy assistant secretary of the Department of Commerce. Right? And then later he would become the number one fundraiser for the Democratic Party. Right? And the Lippo Group, who the second gentleman is the chairman board is, hired Hillary Clinton at that time. Back in 1985, Bill Clinton was just a governor of Arkansas, a small state, right? But this is the largest firm in Indonesia, hired Hillary as a legal consultant. Why? Right. It turned out the investment worked, right? It later was discovered that both the two names I just mentioned, both Chinese, they were Chinese spies. Right? And under Zhang Huang, when he was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Department of Commerce, he passed on to China over 500 CIA documents. And Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation have received no less than several hundred million from various Chinese entities in the name of Chinese American donation, and there are all funnels. They funneled through these Chinese-American organizations. Last week, there is a publication of 600 Chinese, the Chinese government's United Front organization in the United States. Okay, 600. Okay. I think it's far more than that, but that's what they find out. Okay, what they did this research, 600. Okay. And those are all potential funnels that the Chinese government can pass money on to our, you know, important national politicians. I wouldn't call them national leader, but politicians, right? But Bill Clinton the Clinton Foundation is on receiving it, right? So again, because Clinton didn't have a smartest son, we didn't find out about those, right? And then on to Obama, right?
Mm.
He had a close relationship, well, not just him, but he certainly is one of them, that had close relations with Bill Clinton as well, with the China Poly Group. China Poly Group is the largest weapon exporting, production and weapons producing company in China. That's the military. Right. So think about how deep it has infiltration. The military has come into our country. And then another example is under Obama. The United States gave $3.7 million to Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, people may not realize the importance of that. Mm-hmm. That institute is primarily associated with the COVID-19 leakage. And after Obama, after his second term, after his presidency, he gave many, many speaking tours, speaking engagement in China. Each one of them, would net him $400,000.
Yeah, that sounds about the going rate
for a quick
talk.
Okay. I hate to do this to us, but we have a news break that we can't fudge the time on, but we have another hour. So we're going to have Dr. Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman with us for the second hour. And you are listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
And this country, it belongs to folks like me and you. So let the voice of freedom sing out through this land. This is our country. From the East Coast to the West Coast, down the Dixie Highway.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can reach them at 226-9226 or get them on the web at papemachinery.com. And go talk to them about a new generator. You're going to probably need one of those.
We'll be having another wind event soon.
Yeah, wind event. And you got winter coming on, the power could go out, so don't get caught in the cold. Go buy the heat. Yeah, or the
heat. We're still having some heat. It's like cold in the morning, and then the middle of the day, you got to turn the air conditioner back on. And
true story. Yeah, so go by and see them.
Unlike what I guess at Spokane, my uncle was saying, they're already having snow. So we're not doing that yet.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay, so we're back with our guests. It's just kind of like a little. I don't know if it's a recap for a lot of people. It might be something people don't know about. If you just are tuned into the mainstream media, you're not getting a lot on the Biden family and their dance with China. But our guest, Arlene Freeman, is the Western editor for Chinascope Journal. You can find that at chinascope.org. She's been doing that since 2009, written tons of articles. She's a small business owner in Southern California. And we have not had her on regarding China before, but we kind of have. Our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen, who is also on the line with us, I had him on, I found him a long time ago, I think, because of an article called Chinafornia. And that's listed on Chinascope under Arlene's bylines. So apparently she was involved in that way back when, and we just didn't rope her in until now to get her to come on and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, Small world.
Yeah. I'm shy.
I'm shy. Yeah, me too.
You don't sound shy.
You know, it's funny. My sisters were visiting the last couple of days, and we all talked about it. Apparently, all three of us had tried at one point to pretend like we were shy because it seemed like life would be easier. And, we all stunk at it and failed pretty quickly, fairly fast. So there's no shyness in our in our family.
You know, a small dose of shy probably isn't a bad thing in some people's case.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Hint, hint. Was there a winking? Were you winking? You have glasses on. I can't tell.
Yeah.
It's bright in here.
I got something in my eye.
Arlene, we're happy to have you on because, honestly, your articles are great. I did some speed reading, and your articles are terrific. So I do hope people go check out China Scope if they are not looking at that. And you do the... Just before we kind of get fired up again on this, the Western editor of China Scope Journal, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I'm the only Westerner in China Scope. Everybody else is Chinese.
Oh.
So when they write things...
Oh, you are the Western, not like Western part of the country or the you're literally the Westerner.
The only Westerner.
Okay.
Everybody else is from China. And they know English, and they speak English, and they write English. But it's helpful if I use some different language than they use and correct some of their English.
Oh, yeah, because we all get the directions for the furniture and stuff that you can tell was written by someone who doesn't speak English. You're like, okay, that's not actually how that goes.
Yeah, without Arlene's help, I am very prone to say, like, I'm Joe Biden, I'm running for senator. I'm running for re-election.
Against Joe. I mean, against George.
They're running for re-election, yeah.
Running for re-election. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, isn't that the truth? Oh, well, that's pretty awesome. So you kind of westernized China Scope, then. That's a weighty task.
I make it more interesting for Western readers.
Good for you. That's a heavy responsibility, actually, and I'm sure you have all these other writers, and you're the editor. That's tough doing. China Scope puts
valuable.
Out, yeah, really valuable, and the fact that you understand, kind of both sides, it's got to be kind of an interesting look at the world.
What do you mean both sides?
Well, you're
I don't
hearing.
Understand the communist Chinese. And the Chinese who are here in the United States, they do understand the Western view.
That's true. It is kind of a one-way deal. But, I mean, you get to hear from people who actually come from there who are not like the rest of us.
They were persecuted. They were
yes.
In prison. They were tortured. Some of them have the most interesting stories. But that's for another time, I think.
Yeah, we do, honestly, and Dr. Chen knows this, we love having people who have come to this country and realized that where they came from maybe had some issues. We love having those people on because their stories are super compelling, which is how we found Dr. Chen. It was a lady named June who did a talk at a thing I went to, and I thought, oh, I need to hear more of this. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
So if you are chatting with those people, please send them our way. We would love to hear their story.
So we were talking with Shizhong about the virus and how it came about.
Mm-hmm.
One of my my workers tells me that it happened in a wet market in China. Shizhong, is that so?
No. It came out. Not from the wet market. The wet market was a scapegoat the Chinese, the CCP trying to blame it on animal, on Chinese people's eating habits. That's not the case. It happened before that. There's not overwhelming evidence against that claim.
Do we have any idea how many people they actually killed in China with the virus?
We have no idea.
Okay.
At least one estimate from how many the ash urns they have sold in that period of time.
Oh.
It puts the number in that city close to 100,000.
And that's just in one city.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's just from estimates, you know, the sold ash urn in that period of time. So it could be a lot worse.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
That's something we'll probably never know because they I'm assuming, but I guess you can confirm, that they're never coming clean about how this all happened. They think that they've told this masterful lie and that if they just tell it long enough, people will just forget or move on or believe them.
Well, I'm confident. I know we're going to know one day because, you know, we human can do whatever we think we can hide, but gods are watching.
Mm-hmm.
They know. One day, we'll be told. Hmm.
Yeah, they can never keep everybody quiet forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So in the couple of minutes before this first break, where would you guys like to go this hour?
Well, I haven't finished Obama's story yet.
Oh, true.
You know, again, you know, it will need a lot of them to write about, but just give one more example. So,
And I haven't finished Joe Biden's story.
Yes.
Go ahead, Chajong.
Yes. Do you realize Obama and Michelle, Barack and Michelle, they invested, bankrolled a film called American Factory? Are you aware of that?
No. What is that?
Okay. Okay. This is a half documentary, half, you know, drama film. It's not a full, you know, not a completely factual film, but it's called the documentary. It is about a old American car factory that's bankrupt. And then a Chinese Fu Yao factory, headed by a guy called Cao De Wang, came to bought that factory. And the film is about how the Chinese owner whipped up the lazy and unthinking, probably low-wage American into a productive, effective factory. I don't understand how a retired American president could even have a heart to make that kind of movie. But check it out.
And what's it called again?
American Factory.
American Factory. Okay. And he was invested in that film?
He bankrolled it.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's break right there because that's a good place to pick up on the other side of this break.
Yeah. No kidding. We'll be right back. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
They're coming to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they're coming to America. Got a dream to take them there. They're coming to America. Got a dream they come to share. They're coming to America.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America. Never looking back again, they're coming to America. Home, don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm.
All righty. Okay, back to you guys.
So, I want to. The other topic to cover But I want to, you know, bring a little thing here that, remember, airing you, in our last program 2 weeks ago, you mentioned something I talked about, that, the attack on, the non-existing white supremacy. It's really a veiled attack on American traditional, rather, on the American, exceptionalism. And this movie, right, tells us, you know, how the likes of Barack and Joe Biden, what they really think about American people. If they can make that kind of movie, if they claim that they represent low-income American or whatever, represent the oppressed America. But that's what they think, truly think about America. And so with their true feeling, no wonder they would support Antifa and organizations like that that hate America. I remember when Barack Obama first ran in his first election, Michelle Obama actually gave a speech, and she came out and said, "I used to hate America." If my memory still serves me. But I think they haven't changed that. And they fooled, they played with word game, and they called this country's true traditional value as white supremacist. The traditional value, the conservative value the founding spirit of this country are the very reason why this country, thrived, existed, endured for a long time. Yes, the fact is that this country was primarily, at that time, made up by white Europeans. But that doesn't mean this country is built on white supremacy theory. This country is not founded on that. But these people, they cannot attack that. So they came up with white supremacy charge. And, I just found that to be very insidious. And I would like to, we need to devote some time on that. But I want to say this. This is, to me, this is the true reason. This is the real reason why the poll cannot be trusted. Why it's innately, inaccurate. Because with this attack against American value. Right? That the conservative Americans do not want to associate themselves with white supremacists.
Right.
And so they avoid those polls, but they go to the real election. And so that's why their voice are so underrepresented. President Trump is going to win by a larger margin. Than 2016.
Right. Well, I think that's really, I think, what it's coming down to. I mean, you can't, we've never had a president go out and do campaign speeches and attract the crowds that he attracts every single time.
But see, even outside of that, I guess the biggest thing, it's one thing that he can attract a huge crowd, which Joe Biden can't, so it's not like everyone can do it. But if you look around the country today, just today, in small towns all over up here. I mean, out in Scott Valley, they're having a big rally. Mm-hmm. Trump's not going to be there.
They're having parades. They're having boat rallies.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but they're doing a rolling rally at the Mount Shasta Mall here in Reading at 3:30 today.
Are happening all over the country.
The president's not going to be here.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You don't hear of that on the other side at all. So.
Yeah, Joe shows up and nobody's there.
So.
Two people show up.
It is true.
Well, it depends on how many little circles they draw and how many little chairs are inside the little circles.
Arlene, you had some other points you wanted to bring up as well.
I have more to say, but we have a lot to talk about. And so, Shizhong, should I go on with this? Do we want to hear about Burisma and things like that?
Well, it there's a lot more information. As I said, if we exhaust all the bamboos in the world, it's not enough to write it. So I think I would like to, instead of focus on the details, I want to focus on larger picture. And I want to bring up the concept of the power ownership. I do want you to speak about some other, Dianne Feinstein and Harris, Kamala Harris, how the same kind of trick played out. Because this is, the pattern is the same, that the CCP identify those who love money, those who easily purchased and gave money to them, and then infiltrate. So that goes to China Forney instead of focus on Biden. Arnie, want to speak a little bit about China Forney?
Well, there are a number of instances that were mentioned in China Forney about how the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated California, and they're very serious. This country, this state is no longer California. It is China Fornia. That name is very apt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more especially so around San Francisco, which is where a lot of Chinese are located. And I could talk a little bit about what the CCP has done, what the result has been of so many Chinese communists infiltrating the state, and I think it's very serious. So,
yeah.
With the instance of Dianne Feinstein. She had a driver for, 20 years from Communist China. I thought this guy was her handler. She did a lot of things to help China. And Shizhong, do you want to talk about that? You probably have a better grasp of it than I do.
Well, that's basically it. I think that's enough. We don't have to go through all the details. Now, Kamala Harris, her husband, is heavily involved in business in China. We just don't know the detail. We haven't found out. We don't have a computer hard drive yet. Right? But this is a play out similar. It's very similar. In the similar way, the scary part is it's similar in how things are going on, how things are done in China. That's why I call power ownership.
Mm.
And I knew this power ownership a long time ago. I just did not realize that it has came to the United States already until, Hunter Biden's hard drive was found out. Right? Let me describe what's power ownership. Right? Throughout human history, there are really to economists or political economists, right? There are really mainly two kinds of ownership. The private ownership, which is, you know, the where most of the democracies are, and also many of the ancient cultures are, right? And then there's the public ownership, which is typified by communist countries in the past and current. And then starting from 1978, the CCP start a economic reform. And to be fair, the first 10 years of economic reform is, I think it was the golden period under the CCP. That was 10 years under Hu Yaobang and Zhao Ziyang, those are two Chinese names. That economic reform is really about giving back more rights, more power to the people, letting them to make their own decision about what to grow, what to sell, and set their own price. And so it's giving the power back to them. And then, after 1989, the June 4th massacre, a new leader came up. His name is Jiang Zemin. He is the worst, trashiest human being throughout the whole history. Eventually we'll know. He's worse than Hitler, Nero, Stalin, all those, you know, trashy, you know, gum, the worst people, right? Compared
didn't
to the
he initiate the persecution of Falun Gong?
Right, he did.
That makes sense. We've actually gone into that in some other shows for people who, if that's a new expression for you, Falun Gong, click on our China tab. We've got a bunch of programs. We'll be right back. We can continue that thought, but we've got to take another quick break. Sorry, it just seems like we're in free enterprise break city here. Be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. So for all those of you that are supporting the president and sitting on your ballots, get them to the stupid polls.
Yeah, get them in.
Get them turned in. I know everybody's worried about voter fraud, but walk them into your county office and get those turned in. And so we don't have a crisis on our hands. Okay, back to Dr. Chen, I think.
Yeah.
He was talking about Jiang Zemin.
Yes.
Right. So when Jiang Zemin came onto power after the Jim Crow massacre, he realized that why give those power back to the people when those power can benefit my, you know, associate, those people who support me. So instead of giving power back to the people, let them have their private ownership, he came up with a policy, right? What I called evil promoting policy, right? So whoever gang with him, support him, would be given a unique opportunity to make money. And so that started what I call a power ownership. This is neither private ownership or public ownership. Right? If you're in power, you'll be given the national resources to exploit, to make money. And that is why there's a term called the princelings, right? Basically, those are the families and sons and daughters of those powerful people. Because the people who hold the power can make policies to direct the resources to their family. The information, the control, everything would benefit them, right? Let me give you an example. This is the smallest example. The Minister of Education in China, right, supposed to be in charge of education, that's mostly not-for-profit, right? But to benefit his family, he has his son to head up textbook-producing factory or company. But there were previous textbooks available. But then he made a policy to force all schools in China to terminate previous textbooks. They have to all adopt a new textbook. All the new textbooks will be produced and printed by his son's company.
Huh, what a surprise.
That's a good racket.
Well, now, right. Give me a year. Like, when was this, a time period?
Oh, this was 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Really recent.
Very recent, right. But this is just one example. This power ownership is a new event that economists are probably not realized yet. This is a new kind of ownership because unlike public ownership, private ownership, even under public ownership, there's still some room for public interest, like health, like food safety, like water quality. All those are public domain,
mm-hmm.
Right? Even under the public ownership, they're still untouchable, right? But under the power ownership, any space that the power, the government owns the power, it can be turned into money-making opportunity. Remember the AIDS epidemic in China?
Yes.
How did that become? That's public, safety. That's a public health area.
Right.
How did it turn into that? Because they control the blood donation. They turned that into a business.
Oh. See, this is the stuff we just wouldn't think of.
Right. Yeah. You know, people have no idea of, right? And that's why, this is happening in China. Now, so the power ownership killed China's economic reform. that will be another topic. And people may disagree. Oh, it's killed the Chinese economy. Why China is making money? Well, we can discuss that. Right? There's a reason. Right? Why? It's precisely because of power ownership that it allowed the Chinese government to exploit the cheap labor in China. And the export business make this Chinese economy to be perceived to be powerful. They're not powerful. Let me give you an example, right? China's economy is now just so-called the second largest. But this second largest economy does not have a single brand name product. Can you think of single brand name product? Huawei, all right? People think about Huawei. Huawei is not a brand product.
No, it's a company.
Its brand is cheap, low price, right?
Yeah.
So every Chinese product that sells is not because of brand name. It's Chinese product, the brand name is cheap, low price. And that is because they got the technology cheaply by stealing. They got the production cheaply by low wages.
Yeah, it seems like other people innovate it. China takes it, copies it, and mass produces it for less. That seems to be the kind of the prevailing trend.
Right. Okay. So now, back to the power ownership. The family members, the sons and daughters, right, with zero experience, with no technology, with no management experience, right? How did they all, one after another, all of a sudden become billionaire after billionaires? It is because of power ownership.
The Biden School of Economics.
Exactly. So when this Hunter Biden scandal turned out, it looked very familiar to me. I said, aha, that is power ownership.
Ah, interesting.
That is why when Hunter Biden's scandal first broke out, it was the Burisma, right? People cried. There's an outcry about that. How did this zero experience guy got to sit on the board of directors and paid $50,000 per month? Well, compared to what he got from China, that's peanuts. In fact, when I found out what he makes money, I was wondering, is he really smart? If I were him, I wouldn't even bother with the Burisma. That's peanuts. He should focus on where he makes the most money. He's money made from China.
Mm-hmm.
And that is power ownership. But that's the same. It's the same with Clinton. How did he make so much money with the foundation? Right? It is same with Barack Obama. Those people who hold power do not make money directly. They would have a surrogate to hold their interest, just like Hunter, holding interest for his father.
Right?
That's the same thing happening in China. Those people in power have their family to benefit from their power. And that is power ownership. And that is starting to corrupt this country.
And yeah, that is something that's wonderful that we've, if we're going to learn something from around the world, that wouldn't be the thing that I would encourage us to take home. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our guests, Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman, and you're listening to We the People.
Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down. We can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. not to put too fine a point on it, but there's nothing you can do. So in our last, like 10 minutes or so, it's not to say this is the only time we'll ever talk, but how would you guys like to,
I want to, tell, people in this country, Americans, this country is turning increasingly, communist ruling, like governance. Right? Mm-hmm. So, I talked about power ownership. And, that requires, a stable, bureaucracy, a large, that's where power comes from. And that explains why career government officials, the establishment, are overwhelmingly supportive of Joe Biden because their interest is in there. And this also explains why our media, our high tech, are this way, because this allows them to control this country, and this is why this country is at why this election is, to me, is so critical. And only the independence war and civil war is comparable to this event. Up to this election.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to revisit a theme we have talked about before. Even now, with many people rethinking the past however many years of U.S. policy towards China, people still think we had a goodwill. We want to help China to develop its economy. With its economy developed, then the middle class people will gain their power, and human rights will improve. Right, and so that was a picture that was given to the American public, as well as the Chinese. Now, with so much corruption exposed, I really want to revisit that. Is that sincere?
Yeah.
That is just a deception?
I'm going to go with deception for 100.
Right. Right. So, but this isn't just a short period of time. It's under Clinton, under George Bush, the younger one, and then Obama. Okay. That's gone on for actually the older Bush, the two Bushes,
mm-hmm.
and then Clinton. And Clinton actually ran on a platform of criticizing the older Bushes China policy, right? Want to emphasize human rights. And then as soon as very soon, the third year or second year, I don't remember exactly, but he delinked human rights from trade.
Mm. Huge mistake, but so, that did allow China to come in.
Right. So this policy is not just a deception against Chinese people who have been yearning for human rights for that many years. This is also a policy that deceived American, actually sold out America, sold out American interests to the Chinese establishment. Basically, this is a game that the establishment in the United the United States and inside the CCP played together, conspired together to rip off the ordinary peoples from both countries. I surely hope during President Trump's second term, he would fully expose this and wake American up from this. The large, I would say, is one of the largest deceptive schemes in human history. Yeah. So this is the result. This is the result of Jiang Zemin's evil promoting policy. I don't have time because we only have a few minutes left to go into details. But he was the mastermind of that. And so with the last few minutes, I want to speak about why this, you know, the 10 wealthiest Americans, the biggest company in the United States, like Amazon, Microsoft, right? Why they so overwhelmingly in support of Joe Biden? Think about it. This is very strange because they made the most money. They actually benefit the most from President Trump. The cutting of the tax, the booming of the economy, they received the most. Why? You know, common sense would say they should support President Trump for better economy. Why they go against him?
Well, they do have that nice Chinese world market opening up under the Bidens, who have no intention of putting any restrictions on that.
Not only that. I think this is also gave them, the Biden, the Democrats, will give this high-tech, biggest company more power than President Trump, under President Trump, because President Trump will give more power back to the people. That threatens the establishment.
Sure. And they're and right now, you look at what's happening. You know, they're talking about reining in big tech and not giving them all these big advantages and all that. And, well, of course, that's not popular for them. Popular for us, but not for them.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, they've got a lock on. They've got a lock on the market. It's kind of interesting to think about what will happen. Actually, both directions. It'll be interesting no matter who wins.
Yep.
There will be
information. That's why the mainstream media all against President Trump, because if President Trump wins, they don't get to control the information.
Yeah, they've
For years under Democrats, they got to control the information. They have treated Americans like fools.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've played right along.
And this is another reason why this election is so critical. So I know there's only one day to the voting, but if Americans can hear what we say here, they should have the urgency.
Well, and for all those people who, we hear it all the time, you know, my vote doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, it matters from the top all the way to the bottom, because your city council, your county clerk, I mean, for all the people that are concerned about voter fraud, that all starts and doesn't stop, but it starts with your county clerk. So if you're not paying attention to that particular person or position and you're not voting in those elections for those folks, your elections in your county may or may not be secure. Ours are great. We have a great clerk, but that's not everywhere. Your Secretary of State, that controls your statewide voter rolls. There are always, and good Lord, in California, you look at all the propositions on the ballot. By the way, if you're looking for a heads up on that, the only two yeses ought to be 20 and 22. Everything else is a no. So if you're looking at your ballot and you're reading all this crazy stuff about, you know, suspending bail and all that, all the propositions, you can just very easily yes on 20, yes on 22, and no on everything else. And you can't just do no on everything like we used to in the olden days. We used to, if you didn't know, you put no. But a lot of times now, no means yes. So you have to at least do some homework. So we've got, you know, a minute and a half. And I'm sorry we've had Arlene, like, in the cone of silence. I would really, I'm not going to ask you to commit on the air, but Arlene, I would love to have you come on and do a detailed thing on the Bidens and just focus on that for an entire program if you're up for it. Now that you've seen that it's a fairly casual format,
I'm up for it, and I think I'd like Shizhong to be there because he has a lot of information that's different from mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good we focused on the election before the election because, you know, next week, obviously, we can still talk about it, but it'll be too late to sway anybody.
It'll be more of a prosecutor role if this thing doesn't go right.
Yeah, closing argument kind of a deal. So why don't you guys talk about that, and let's do some email back and forth, because it would be good to expose this Biden thing in a really organized way. And, you know, Arlene, like my email is Erin, E-R-I-N, at wethepeopleradio.us. You can always email and we'll post it. So we're going to talk about that, and we'll have these guys back on a different day. So please, please, please vote. And if you're conservative, vote, vote, vote. The other guys can just vote regular. We'll be back with you next week. You're listening to We the People, and we're online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Yep. Vote often. Vote early. See you next week.
The other way.